On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the chair of the regional health forum says much more needs to be done to improve health services in Donegal. It comes as the HSC says it's concerned over the pressure faced by the health service. Residents in a Letterkenny housing estate say they feel they have been left abandoned after being hit with an outstanding ESP bill of €3,000. And two men have been arrested following a number of searches in Strabane earlier today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuach with Colm Fersher. First in news this evening, the chair of the regional health forum says much more needs to be done to improve health services in Donegal. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is calling for changes to the current healthcare model to be made to meet the needs of people in the county. He believes it should be looked at on an all-island basis. Councillor McMonagall says it would greatly enhance the provision of services for patients in the whole of the northwest.
For far too long, people from Donegal are having to travel to the likes of Galway and Dublin for their services, and you know, whether it be cancer, cardiac, or other services, rheumatoiditis and all, going to Manor Hamilton. The argument being used all the time is that we haven't got the critical mass here in Donegal, but I would argue strongly that we should be looked at as the northwest region, and we have the critical mass within that Donegal, Derry and Strabane area, and we are already doing cross-border services in relation to cancer and cardiac. A lot of people from Donegal and the Derry and Strabane are travelling back and forwards over the border to receive orthopaedic surgeries in relation to the cross-border directive. And I think and would strongly agree with those who provide healthcare services in the island of Ireland getting together and looking at ways that they can put more acute services in the northwest area than either Letterkenny University Hospital or Aldi Galvin.
And we do see that Letterkenny University Hospital appears to be continually being downgraded. So if this cross-border model is working, then the focus needs to shift to this now.
Yeah, it certainly does, because we're losing a lot of services out of Letterkenny University Hospital, not least diabetic services, which are continually being eroded. If it's a critical mass is the issue, if they say there's not enough people in Donegal, then there is certainly within the northwest. It's a no-brainer. I would argue that the people who provide the healthcare services, both in the north and the south, should get together and look at ways and means that they can provide a better health service in the northwest region. The way to do that there is to sit down now and talk about it and deliver healthcare services on an all-island basis.
It comes as the HSC says it's concerned over the pressure faced by the health service. There are warnings some elective procedures could be cancelled early in the new year. 495 people are waiting on trolleys in hospitals around the country today, 64 at Letterkenny University Hospital, making it the most overcrowded hospital. HSC interim CEO Stephen Mulvaney says hospital overcrowding could impact their progress on scheduled care waiting lists.
Our system is under significant pressure at the moment, which is a concern given the time of year. And while we don't know how much more pressure the system will be on as we go through the winter, it is always the case that pressure increases as we go through the winter months. So in relation to the waiting list piece, what we call the scheduled care side, just to reassure your listeners, we have improved waiting lists in the current year, not as much as we would like, but we are and we will continue to drive further improvements in what we accept are unacceptably long waiting lists for people trying to access hospital and community services.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says he will remain in contact with the Northern Secretary following the decision not to proceed with the Stormont election next month. Chris Heaton-Harris announced the move today following discussions with local party leaders over the past week. He will update the British Parliament next week on the next steps. SDLP MP for South Belfast, Claire Hanna, says if the deadlock continues, the institutions in the North may need to be reformed.
Decision time will come for the DUP on whether or not they're going to accept a pragmatic deal and be on the side of working people here. And if they aren't, then we do need to move towards reform of the institutions and removing the power that they have.
Residents in a Letterkenny housing estate say they feel they have been left abandoned after being hit with an outstanding ESP bill of €3,000. More than 100 householders in the Glen Tien estate could be left without water if the costs to operate a water pump station are not paid. Donegal County Council is being urged to take charge of the estate so the cost of operating the water pump would fall under their remit. Resident Thomas told today's 9 till noon show that the current situation is unacceptable.
The water, in fairness, was last year, so it wasn't too bad. Mm. Then I have to get a message at night to be told that the electricity bill's net and it just can't be feasible to be paid anymore. For likelihood, now going to be switched off.
Is it easy to sort of determine what the cost per household is, Thomas, in meeting this bill?
I don't think that's a manageable amount of money for houses to be paying.
Mm.
For a small pump house that's barely pumping water to their houses, I can't understand how the bill is actually up near €3,000. And for the management company, I don't know where they come into this, because we never heard of a management company for long. We're living in that house. Like, I looked after the grass in that estate for years myself, and I don't know why we would have to pay.
Yes.
We all have to pay in our own houses and things, but it's not just now with the water issue. Greg, our houses have covered in mica. There's council tenants up here that have contacted the council and numerous times. The police come and look at the cracks, the house water's leaking. And unfortunately, not that long ago, a lady and her family had to move out of her house there that's got that bad.
Mm.
We've just been abandoned up there now. Like 4 years ago, I was told that within 4 weeks, our development would be taken over by the council.
Mm.
And then we have individuals in the council telling us all different stories. Everybody up there has been told a story. They sit themselves at the paint, you know, and it's not fair. Like at this stage and age, to come only 2023, hey, that we love like second class citizens, and a development that was unfinished.
Two men have been arrested following a number of searches in Strabane earlier today. A quantity of suspected counterfeit goods have been seized along with various electronics. Detective Chief Inspector Logue says the searches and arrests are part of ongoing work to tackle criminality linked to the new IRA and the supply and sale of counterfeit goods. The men aged 42 and 28 have been taken to Omagh Police Station for interview. Police are urging anyone who may have any information about counterfeit goods to contact them on the non-emergency number 101. Tech companies may have expanded too quickly in the past year or two, according to the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar was reacting to the job losses at Twitter and Stripe announced in the last couple of days. All Twitter staff were due to receive an email telling them whether they had a job or not in the last hour. New owner Elon Musk is expected to reduce the platform's 8,000-strong workforce by as much as half. Speaking to CNBC from Singapore, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says there are still opportunities in the sector.
My first thoughts are with the people who are going to get bad news today, whether it's people working in Stripe or down the line people working in Twitter and other companies who are going to find out that they're losing their jobs. Tech companies expanded very quickly, probably expanded a little bit too quickly in the past year or two, and as a result of that they now have to lay off some staff. But the number of vacancies in the sector still outweighs the number of people who are looking for employment.
A town centre first plan for Milford is progressing. Donegal County Council is currently seeking tenders for an architect-led full integrated design team, PSDP and master planning consultancy services. Eamon Torsney has more.
The town centre first plan for Milford will be regeneration and renewal focused and will put placemaking at the centre of the value proposition for the town as a means of enabling and attracting activity and investment. Most importantly, the council says it will be consultative, collaborative, evidenced and action focused and will rely on the involvement of key stakeholders including public sector agencies, private sector companies as well as community organisations that exist within the town. Liam Ward, Director of Community Development and Planning Services with Donegal County Council, says the project will engage, mobilise and empower the local community and business stakeholders to deliver a plan for a vibrant, livable and fully functioning town centre by identifying a range of potential improvements, actions, opportunities and new developments that will define the town's role and image going forward.
The Health Minister says the state needs to have faith in Irish people to respect the law as nightclubs opening hours are set to extend. Under reforms approved last week, late night venues will be permitted to stay open until 6 a.m. and stop selling alcohol at 5 a.m. Minister Stephen Donnelly doesn't believe the longer nights will lead to an increase in the use of stimulant drugs such as ecstasy and cocaine. Junior Minister Frank Feehan, who oversees the National Drug Strategy, agrees.
I don't foresee that it will impact on drug use, but again, this is the way Europe has gone, and I haven't seen any huge issues in extra drug use because the hours of nightclubs or pubs have been extended. So, and again, we have to trust Irish people.
Irish Water is facing mounting pressure to replace a pipe in Cranford. Local residents are being left without water on a weekly basis as a result of bursts on the line from the treatment plant. Councillor Liam Blaney, Cahirlock of Donegal County Council, says works are long overdue.
The local people could tell you, I would say there's a number of bursts every week in the area. And as a pipe comes from the treatment plant in Cranford down to the main Cranford, Kerrygaird, Milford Road. And I suppose it's very, very regular, and it's, I've been raising this last number of years. And unfortunately, raising both at council level and with Irish Water when we do meet with them, and unfortunately nothing seems to be getting done as far as the replacement is concerned. And I ask that the council write today again, looking for a date for replacement, because with the locals living on that road, it's happening on a very regular basis. It's destroying the local road that we're looking to get repaired for the last few years, but we can't repair it until this pipe is replaced, and I think it's long, long overdue. And I was glad to the back of all the rest of the council, but right to Irish Water again, hopefully get this replacement done sooner rather than later.
If you live in a flood-prone area, prepare for next week, says Met Éireann. More rain is on the way over the next 7 days, which the forecaster says will cause localised flooding due to waterlogged soils and high river levels. A weather advisory is in place until next Friday. Meteorologist Paul Downes says there will be tricky conditions over the next week.
Definitely be prepared if you need sandbags, maybe have them filled and ready to go. You might not have them in place yet, but you know, have them ready to go. If you're driving, especially at night time on back roads and like that, just be prepared for meeting flooded spots around bad corners and things like that. You know, just to avoid any accidents, really.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with up to 50% off in the big Halloween sale now on. In store, a station roundabout Letterkenny, and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. Donegal's Erin McLaughlin has received her first senior call-up to the senior international women's team. McLaughlin and 16-year-old Shelburne goalkeeper Katie Keane have been added to the squad for the 8-day training camp in Spain that will include an international friendly against Morocco. Erin, who is a former under-19 international, scored 6 goals from midfield in her debut season in the SSE Air Trustee Women's National League with Piemont United. Ireland manager Vera Pugh is keen to use this camp to begin preparations for the 2023 Women's World Cup. Fellow Donegal players Amber Barrett and Kira Grant are also in the squad, which will link up in Marbella on Monday, November the 7th. The SSE Air Trustee League First Division playoff final takes place tonight. Galway United take on Waterford at Markets Field in Limerick from 7:45. The winner will face UCD for a place in next year's Premier Division. 2 games tonight as well in the Irish League Premiership. The sides that sit joint second, Larne and Crusaders, will face off this evening. A win for either side there would put them top of the table, moving ahead of Glentoran. The leaders play Dungannon tomorrow. The other game tonight is Ballymena United against Newry City. A busy weekend ahead of Interleague action among all the Donegal squads. The FAI Youth Interleague at under-18s gets played tonight at Ballyar at the Diamond Park, with Donegal up against Inishowen at 7:45. And the under-15 Donegal side are playing at Sligo Leitrim in the SFAI Interleague competition. That match is at the Lakeview Astro in Letterkenny, and it kicks off at 8 o'clock. In Scotland, there's a battle between third and fourth in the Scottish Premiership tonight as Hibs head to Aberdeen, while Kilmarnock will look to put some distance between themselves and the relegation places when they take on Livingston. In boxing, Rafoe's Leah Gallen will feature in the National Senior Championship Finals this evening at the National Stadium in Dublin. Leah will lock horns with Portlaoise hotshot Tiffany O'Reilly in the 70kg decider. The Donegal puncher will look to capture a 7th national crown.
In horse racing, the action has just underway on the all-weather at Dundalk. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall, who will be crowned apprentice champion jockey for a second year in a row at Naas on Sunday, has five rides this evening there at Dundalk. Now, in Gaelic Games, our feature match this weekend is in the Ulster Junior Club Football Championship, where Letterkenny Gaels will play in the provincial competition for the very first time in their history. They're going to hit the road on Sunday and head for Cross Maglen to take on Armagh champions Derry Noose, with a place in the semi-final up for grabs. Jeremy Doherty and Gary McDade will be following the action there as from the 1:30 start on Sunday. Here's Letterkenny Gaels joint manager Paul Mullough.
We're expecting nothing easy. Derry Noose probably likely have their homework done on us. They won the Ulster or the Armagh Club Championship the week before us, so they would have been knowing that they were playing the Donegal Championship, so they probably were up at the Donegal County Final or possibly watched it on television. Likewise with modern technology now, it's everybody gets a chance to look at everybody in these competitions because of recordings and one thing and another. And we have seen Derry Noose play Middletown and play Lisumen, and they're a formidable side, with plenty of quality mixed throughout their team. They have a former Armagh goalkeeper, and they have a former Armagh panelist. So they have plenty of quality throughout their side. But likewise, so do we. We have enough quality, and they'll know that we have plenty of quality also. It'll be boiled down to you on the day which team is prepared the best for the day. But overall, we're not going up to Cross Maglen just to make up the numbers on the back of winning an Ulster Donegal County title. We're looking at this Ulster competition as getting more football for the lads, and every day we go out, hopefully will, lead us to getting another game.
Hoping to get another game in Ulster on after Sunday. Paul Mullough, joint manager of Letterkenny Gaels. That was Paul speaking on the score programme last night. And there's more from Paul available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Now, in rugby, Ireland forwards coach Paul O'Connell says they're confident in Stuart McCluskey's ability to perform. The Ulster centre will start tomorrow's tests with the Springboks after Robbie Henshaw was ruled out through injury. Jimmy O'Brien will take McCluskey's place among the replacements. And the Ireland A side are in action tonight against an All Blacks 15 at the RDS in Dublin. It starts in Ball's Bridge at 7:45. Kieran Treadwell is the latest Ulster player committing his future to the province. The Ireland lock has signed a 3-year contract extension and will stay with Ulster until 2026. Treadwell is providing second row cover on the Ireland bench for tomorrow's test with South Africa. Ireland cricket captain Andy Balbirnie says he's been happy with his side's effort at the T20 World Cup. Their hopes of a semi-final place came to an end this morning with a 35-run defeat at the hands of New Zealand. Irish bowler Josh Little managed to take a hat-trick in Adelaide in what was a memorable competition for the Irish. Their standout performance, of course, the win over England. Finally, in golf, Seamus Power's second round at the Worldwide Technology Championship gets underway in the next few minutes. The Waterford golfer resumes in Mexico on 4 under par. Sam Ryder is the course leader on day two. He sits on 13 under. And that's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Weather now cloudy tonight with rain moving in with some heavy falls possible in places. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The chair of the regional health forum says much more needs to be done to improve health services in Donegal. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is calling for changes to the current healthcare model to be made to meet the needs of people in the county. It comes as the HSE says it's concerned over the pressure faced by the health service. They are warning some elective procedures could be cancelled early in the new year. Residents in a Letterkenny housing estate say they feel they have been left abandoned after being hit with an outstanding ESB bill of €3,000. More than 100 householders in the Glentane estate could be left without water if the cost to operate a water pump station are not paid. And two men have been arrested following a number of searches in Strabane this morning. A quantity of suspected counterfeit goods have been seized along with various electronics. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuix with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shop. Falsio Turish Vliantul and Flan, Gnevyakta Don Gilliga, Eg Arctus Nasona, a Galarnia and Chart and Shaw. Edo Lergus Toka Erendolkunchen, a Renu Aimu and Flan Levlian Anuas. A mask na buach fan si a luiter an na ferberchi tagnoliachta ag na lahar gteag ar fud na gealtachta. Servishi takiachta na runya da wunchuri agus da servishi ejasula da skala na lan gealaha. Curtur sias ar an chóras planala changa chomai afagi a planala changa a ta fastiha fain frosas agus gneiviachti a dagri tishmahori na gealtachta. Servishi luavlianta agus an skeim changit tí fain chlár takiachtí fóbal. Agus a comaila sin an scéim léanri an a geliga a chiolú ag tús na bliana seo. Diantar tagartí an da fásta da ráctiachta act na djangaha áfigula agus jesin a fástiachta a cruhi údras na geliga agus an tenta súrapa. Bronhar an gradam gró le geliga ag ócaid an chomain tráctala leitse kennen arihe ag léanra leitse kennen Togan an gradam ahantas de gnolachti aetula a choran an gheilige chun cyn jantar a monitoracht agus maltoracht ar irachti a ta fwyn na ranogi cwrhiocht brandol agus margiocht agus servisi da costumari. Ta chaacht an ir na gheiltachta ag chanolu crunyihe ar leich ag aratas na gheilige i galarnia agus ar lina con awr a phlé a hannigan ys le lyn y treihe cantina a rachtal yw le lyn na bliana agos a con grwpi tras gealtachta a chyrle ceile a con ffacta sa agrw. Y mas prif ffonsi na sgeim lwrts ni geiliga tasg ffwrsa a wonw con plan a lagan si ma ffohonio chaili le geiliga sa gealtacht ydros ni gealtachta agos an tachrw eirige. Agus bei an tionnel sin an amara ag a cúig a chlug gach ólas ag teacht an ír na gealtachta. Agus ta a más na búchari ag oratas na gealige am liana an teacht an seo bhí sean o dúchan o maharú rorti laifr le radio rira agus gach cóarja has leis. Sin ma hod ilig go léir slán agus banacht.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, November the 4th. The death has taken place of John L. McNulty, Dublin 14, formerly St. Johnston, Donegal, reposing at his family home tomorrow evening from 5 until 9 o'clock. His funeral mass will be held on Monday morning at 10:30 in the Church of the Holy Cross, Dundrum, followed by burial at Kilternan Cemetery Park. Family flowers only, donations if desired direct to Arthritis Ireland or via any family member. Funeral mass can be viewed on dundrumparish.com. The death has occurred of Sean Meehan, Church Road, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains reposing at his home this evening from 7 until 10 o'clock and from 2 until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church Killybegs for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcmmedia.tv. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Frank McGinley, Frank Daniel, Luton, England, formerly from Falgarrow, Clohan. His remains will repose at his home in Falgarrow from 7 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time from after the rosary until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Cancer Research, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Anthony Barr, Ballybrack, Moville. John Anthony's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from his home on Sunday morning at 11:30 for 12 noon funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Wheelchair Association, care of any family member. and the death has taken place of Billy McGavigan, Aidan Moore Lifford. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock Lifford, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. House strictly private, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.